Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Do you ride?
Welcome, everyone, to the Secrets of Love Magic on a special show today. I'm going to be doing readings and excerpts from the book Secrets of Love Magic. This is your host, Lennis. I'm so glad that you're joining me today, a.k.a. Gaia Bocelli. That phone number to the show is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914, and the chat room is open. Well, we're going to talk about how to attract love, fruit spells, how to attract a wealthy man, how to make lover come to you, discussing amulets and gemstones, you know, you got to keep up, and how does Venus play in love in relationship to your sun sign? Who are the goddesses of love, love omens? This is going to be fun, enlightening information, informative, and something to think about on Valentine's Day or any day of the year that you feel or in love. This show will be archived so you can go back and listen again and again for anything you miss or want to check out for yourself. I hope this information rises your spirit to new love methods and magic. Now, if you would like a love reading, contact me at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. I'm available 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Just click on Psychic Readings and you got me. Thank you for joining and supporting this special Valentine's Day, the Secrets of Love Magic, whether around the world or in the chat room or on the phone. All right. So we are going to begin the secrets of love magic. Love magic can be used to send out your own personal love vibrations to attract the right lover or spouse. Make yourself more desirable and magnetic to the opposite sex and let the proper magically charged atmosphere in which love can bloom. Once a spark of love is magically ignited, however, the fate of the relationship is entirely up to you and your love partner. Magic can bring two people together, but cannot force another person to love you or stay married to you against his or her will. Magic cannot join two people together for life if they are not kinetically correct for each other. Any person who tells you otherwise is either a liar, a fraud, or an unenlightened person who doesn't know the first thing about how true magic works. Love magic can be performed by both men and women, gay, lesbian, straight, to attract a lover, a soulmate, or even the platonic love of a friend or a relative. Before performing any love spell, be absolutely sure that you are sincere and emotionally prepared to enter into a new love relationship with another person. However, if you are only interested in attracting a lover into your life for sexual pleasure rather than for lasting, meaningful love relationship, it is best for you to work with a aphrodisiac, okay, and passion spells and not use love magic. So, to sum it up, y'all, to perform successful love magic, one must be in harmony with the laws of nature and the psyche. It is important to possess magical knowledge, a healthy body, mind, and spirit, and the ability to accept responsibility for one's own actions. It is impossible to obtain positive results magically if you have a low energy level or contaminate your system, you know, depression, negative, junk like that. With harmful drugs, too, or excessive amounts of alcohol. Working during the proper lunar phase, having the conviction, concentration, and visualization of the end results, these are the principal secrets of successful love magic. Feel free to change and adapt any love spell described to suit you personally and special needs. Remember, all spells are only as powerful as the energy that you put in them. Okay. All right. Well, we shall begin. Okay, first off, how to attract a lover. Well, according to Newfoundland witches, you must take a red apple and prick it full of holes with the needle as you recite aloud the name of your beloved. On a night of the new moon, sleep with the apple under your pillow. The following morning, wash and core the apple, mash it, and add it to the filling of a homemade apple pie, which is then given to your intended lovemate to draw him into your love. Okay? Now, the mashed apple pie can also be used in numerous, like you do it in cookies or cakes and stuff, too. So, you know. Tweak it your way, whatever this suits you. But anyway, that is one. Okay, a fruit spell. To cause pangs of love in your beloved, stick pins into a lime as you recite his or her name aloud. For a long and happy marriage, insert 11 golden pins into an apple. Bless it in the sacred name of Frey, and then sleep with it under your pillow the night before your wedding. Wearing an orange blossom as a bridal flower will also help to ensure a joyful marriage, fruitlessness, and eternal love. According to folklore, the fruit of the mandrake, known in some cultures as the love apple, can cause a man to fall in love with a woman. She gives it to him and Saint Agnes. She gives it to him on Saint Agnes Eve. You have to look that up, y'all. I don't know when that St. Agnes Eve is. Okay, to attract a wealthy husband, rub your body for 5 days with the oil of turmeric, the root of an East Indian plant, Kakuma Langa, of the ginger family. This love spell is performed mainly by women in Orisa. However, it can also be used by a man to track a wife. The woman's name for this spell for to attract a wealthy woman is O-R-I-S-S-A, Orisa. O-R-I-S-S-A. Can also be used by a man. Okay. To make a lover come back to you, stick two silver pins through the middle of a red candle at midnight. Concentrate on your lover and repeatedly chant his or her name out loud. When the candle burns down to the pins, your lover will arrive. Interesting. Okay. Now we're going to cover amulets and gemstones. Okay, so get your pen and paper. Give you a second or two to get it together. You're listening to The Secrets of Magic here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. This is your host, Lena. So glad for you to join us, whether it's around the world or on the phone or in the chat room. We're so glad that you're here. Okay, so we're going to cover now amulets and gemstones. So the first stone is a rose amulet. To attract love or passion, wear a rose of the appropriate magical color in your hair, if you're a woman, or if you're a man, in your lapel. Red for passion, love affairs, pink for romance, white for true love, yellow for tender love, or to arouse jealous feelings in a love partner. Okay, a wishbone amulet. Save the turkey wishbone from a Yule feast and nail it over the front door of your home on New Year's Day to bring a new lover into your life. Remember that one. I don't think you have to wait for Thanksgiving, y'all. You probably could do that anytime, you know, holidays and you want to cook a turkey. Okay, Santera love amulet. Sew 5 pumpkin seeds into a small bag of yellow or white cotton. Anoint the bag with a drop of honey and then bless it in the name of Oshun. Now, this name is spelled O-S-H-U-N. O-S-H-U-N. The goddess of love, marriage, and fertility. Carry the bag in your pocket or purse as a magical amulet to draw love. Okay, turmeric amulet. Carry 5 pieces of turmeric in your pocket or purse as an amulet to attract a lover or spouse. Tree amulets. The following trees are sacred to various love deities, and any of these parts, twigs, leaves, roots, berries, etc., can be worn or carried as a powerful love-drawing amulet. Apple for Aphrodite, apricot, sacred to Venus, elder to Freya, myrrh, sacred to Aphrodite, myrtle, sacred to Aphrodite, Astar, hawthorn, and to Venus, palm, sacred to Aphrodite, quince, sacred to Aphrodite, and Venus, sycamore, sacred to hawthorn. Okay, so those are your tree amulets. Apple amulet. The apple is used in many voodoo love charms and is also a love-drawing amulet in the folklore of the Danish, the English, and Germans. An arrow amulet. Sleeping on an arrow extracted from a body acts as a powerful love charm, according to Pliny, P-L-I-N-Y, a well-known Roman author of the first century. The arrow is a symbol sacred to many gods of love, including Cupid, Eros, and Kama. The Venus Pinnacle. Wear a consecrated Venus Pinnacle on a silver chain or on a braided necklace of green and red threads as a magical talisman to bring passion and romance into your life. The Venus Pinnacle, which can easily be obtained at most occult supply shops or mail order catalogs, also works well for those who desire a loving marriage mate. The lemon peel amulet. With a consecrated athame, and it's spelled A-T-H-A-M-E, cut out a heart-shaped piece from the peel of a lemon. Let it dry in the sun for 7 days, and then carry it in your pocket or purse as a love drawing amulet. Well, if nothing else, you'll have a nice citrus smell, huh? Rhinestone amulet. Carry the ruin sign Lagu, L-A-G-U, in your pocket or purse to draw more love into your life, or place it in a pink silk amulet bag along with catnip herb and rose quartz, amethyst, and pink tourmaline gemstones, and secretly rub the bag when you are in the presence of the man or a woman who you wish to be your lover. Well, that sounds like a lot to do, but anyway, okay. Now we're going to find about Venus, the planet of love. Okay, so this is how Venus affects each of the 12 signs. So if you're in one of these signs, listen closely and, again, take notes, or maybe somebody that you're interested in, male or female, and you want to know how Venus is in their particular sign. Okay, so first off, let's begin. Venus in Aries. A person who has Venus in Aries will be competitive, aggressive in his or her emotional self-expression, and passionate in romantic love affairs. However, Venus in the sign of the Ram can often produce impulsive and unstable affections. Venus in Taurus. A person who has Venus in Taurus will be stable in love, loyal, and emotionally secure. He or she will also be a lover of comfort, beauty, art, and luxury. However, on the negative side, Venus in the sign of the Bull can sometimes produce a jealous and or possessive nature. So watch that. Venus in Gemini. A person who has Venus in Gemini is friendly, witty, talkative, easily bored, and often fickle when it comes to love. The sign of the twins also indicates curiosity and intense need for freedom and the desire to constantly seek out new experiences. Although they are capable of loyalty and devotion, many Venus and Gemini persons possess extremely changeable affections and find it extremely difficult, if not altogether impossible, to settle down with one lovemate in a permanent romantic relationship. Venus in Cancer. A person who has Venus in Cancer tends to be dignified, unpredictable, extremely sensitive in romantic love affairs, easily hurt, and affectionately, especially toward children. Because Cancer is the maternal sign, women and even men with Venus in Cancer are usually very domestic and make excellent mothers and fathers. However, on the negative side, Venus in the sign of the Crab can make a person moody and overly sensitive and produce unstable emotional reactions. Venus in Leo. A person who has Venus in Leo tends to be proud, sociable, warm-hearted, loving, loyal, and generous. He or she may like to show off and be noticed by others. Yes, because, you know, Leos like to be the center of attention, huh? A competitive nature is also a strong possibility. However, the negative side of Venus in the sign of lion, can produce selfishness, snobbery, jealousy, possessiveness, and an uncontrollable sex drive. Venus in Virgo. A person who has Venus in Virgo tends to be kind, sympathetic, and extremely fastidious about manners and appearance. He or she may also possess a strong tendency to overanalyze emotions and criticize loved ones. Most men and women with this particular Venus position never get married because they overanalyze traits and highly critical expectation of a spouse often interfere with the development of a romantic relationship with a lovemate. Venus in Libra. A person who has Venus in Libra usually places a great deal of importance on love, marriage, and harmonious social relationships. he or she demands and respects the feelings of others and also possesses a well-developed sense of justice and fair play when friendships and romantic relationships are concerned. However, the negative side of Venus in the sign of the scales can be superficial, emotional, social values, nervousness, and a quicker, uncontrollable temper. Well, I've never seen that side of Libra, so I don't know. Venus in Scorpio. A person who has Venus in Scorpio possesses intense, passionate emotions and sexual desires and tends to be proud, artistic, sensitive to the feelings of others, highly sensual, often kinky, and preoccupied with sex. It is common for persons who have Venus in the sign of the Scorpion to be involved in love-hate relationships, and they may possess a secretive, possessive, and or jealous nature. Watch them Scorpios. Venus in Sagittarius. A person who has Venus in Sagittarius possesses a friendly and outgoing nature, idealistic emotions and responses, and a tendency to be outspoken about his or her inner feelings to lovers or spouses. Persons with Venus in the sign of the Archer seek honesty and beauty and are usually dissatisfied in a love relationship unless they settle down with a mate who shares the same religious and or philosophic beliefs. The negative side of Venus Sagittarius can result in unrealistic romantic idealisms, religious prejudice, and a tendency to be insensitive to the feelings and or emotional needs of loved ones. Interesting. Venus in Capricorn. A person who has Venus in Capricorn tends to be refined, intelligent, loyal, and emotionally stable. He or she appreciates the finer things in life, desires to feel superior, and often chooses to marry a wealthy partner in order to achieve emotional security through material status and wealth. Although proud and reserved in public, persons who have Venus in this particular position can be quite sensual, even downright kinky, behind closed doors. If they marry at a young age, they are usually attracted to older mates, and if they marry later in life, they usually settle down with younger partners. Now, the negative side of Venus in the sign of the goat can be emotional coldness, greed, materialism, stubbornness, snobbery, recusiveness, paranoia, and manic depression. Venus in Aquarius. A person who has Venus in Aquarius tends to be friendly, loyal, outgoing, eclectic, and intellectual. He or she may desire new experiences, mental stimulation, and personal freedom. Jealousy and possessiveness are not typical Venus in Aquarius traits. However, many persons who have Venus in this particular position find marriage or permanent love relationships to be too confining. The negative side of Venus in the sign of the water bearer can be fickleness and eccentric or promiscuous sexual behavior. I have seen that side. Venus in Pisces. A person who has Venus in Pisces tends to be compassionate, sympathetic, romantic, understanding, and sensitive to the feelings of others. He or she may possess a strong fear of rejection by a lover or spouse. The negative side of Venus in the sign of the fish can be neurotic tendencies, emotional hypersensitivity, laziness, and extreme emotional dependence on loved ones. And that is your sign for the 12. So listen, before I go any further, we got a caller online. Let me invite this person in. Area code 479, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Linus, this is Heather. I just driving and I couldn't, my internet wasn't working, so I was just listening in.
Oh, okay, no problem. I hope you're enjoying the show.
I am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, thank you. I'll put you back on hold. Okay, so now We're going to talk about the goddesses, huh? The goddesses of Luz. Okay, first goddess up is Kades. Now, her name is spelled K-A-D-E-S. Kades, K-A-D-E-S, is the ancient Canaanite goddess of love, beauty, and sexuality. In works of art, she is depicted as a beautiful naked woman riding a lion and holding a serpent in her hands. Next one is Kubabu, K-U-B-A-B-A, K-U-B-A-B-A. Kabubu is the ancient love goddess and mother goddess of Asia Minor, worshipped in Upper Mesopotamia as Gubaba. She is identified with the Hurrian love goddess Sazuka, S-A-U-S-K-A. The mirror and the pomegranate are sacred to her. Okay. Next one is Melusine, spelled M-E-L-U-S-I-N-E. M-E-L-U-S-I-N-E. Melusine. Oh, wow, okay. M-E-L-U-S-I-N-E. Melusine is a love goddess who appeared as a beautiful woman with the tail of a fish. She sounded like a Capricorn. She was worshipped by the followers of the medieval love cults in southern France. Okay. Next one is Mene, M-I-N-N-E, was a pagan goddess who granted women and men permission to engage in lovemaking. Her name was a synonym for love, and she was often called Lofn, L-O-F-N, goddess of love. In medieval times, many, like Melusine, was worshipped as a mermaid tail Aphrodite by messengers and minstrels. Okay. Next one is Nanaja. N-A-N-A-J-A. N-A-N-A-J-A. Nanaja is the ancient Mesopotamian goddess of love and sexuality, whose cult spread to Syria and Persia during the Hellenistic period. Like Ishtar, she was also a goddess of both love and war. Next one is Oduyuduwa. Okay, don't laugh at me, y'all. I'm trying to pronounce this. Let me spell it. O-D-U-D-U-A, O-D-U-D-U-A, Dudua is a love goddess of the Yoruba people in Nigeria. She is also an earth goddess and a deity associated with Vodun fertility cults. Her sacred and magical color is black. The love goddess Olwen, O-L-W-E-N, O-L-W-E-N, is known as both the laughing Aphrodite of Welsh legend and she of the white track. She is depicted in ancient works of art as a beautiful woman with yellow hair and pale skin, and it is said that the white tree falls spring up wherever she treads to symbolize her summer aspect of the old triple goddess. Next one is Ocean, O-S-H-U-N, Ocean, O-S-H-U-N, is an Orisha deity of the Afro-Cuban religion of Santeria. She is a beautiful river goddess and the patroness of love, marriage, and fertility. She is essentially the archetype of joy and pleasure and the lover of many deities, including Chango, C-H-E-N-G-O, the master of thunder and lightning and fire, who symbolizes passion and desire. Ocean rides the abdominal region and the sexual organs of the human body. Her sacred number is 5. Her sacred colors are yellow and white, and her feast day is September 8th. The pumpkin is sacred to her as her seashells, honey, and mirrors, and many of her love spells and rituals call for use of pumpkins. Her sacred symbols are fans, mirrors, and boats. Okay, so that's Oshun, O-S-H-U-N. Next one, Patini, P-A-T-T-I-N-I, P-A-T-T-I-N-I, is an ancient marriage goddess who was worshipped by the Sinhalese of Ceylon. According to myth, she was born from a mango which had been struck by a divine arrow. I don't know about you, girlfriend. Anyway, next one, Prendin, P-R-E-N-D-E, Prendin, Prendi, P-R-E-N-D-E. Prendi is an ancient Illyrian love goddess who was the consort of the thunder god Perendi. Like Venus and many other goddesses of love, her sacred day of the week is Friday. Ooh, got to remember that, Friday the sacred day. Next one is Sappho, S-A-P-P-H-O, S-A-P-P-H-O, was a famous lesbian poet and priestess of 7th century Greece, recently deified by many lesbians. Oh, and that's all I have of her. Oh, poo-poo. Okay, well, let me take a quick break because I need to drink a little bit of water here, and I will be right back in about 2 minutes. Thank you. Welcome back to the Secrets of Love Magic here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That's the Secrets of Love Magic today, Valentine's Day special here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. This is your host, Linus, a.k.a. Gaia Bocelli. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Well, I'll tell you, if you've missed this, if you just now tuning in, welcome to the show around the world in the chat room or on the phone, because I tell you, we've been covering a lot about the love magic from, you know, amulets and gemstone, how to attract a wealthy man, how to attract love, what? how does Venus play into different sun signs? So we just did that. Oh, we just did Love Goddess. See, you got to go back and listen to the show. That's why it's going to be archived, because we also talked about Love Goddess that covered different things that, you know, you might want to call their name out and ask them to help you regarding something in love. So, okay, now we're at Love Omens, and I love this. So laugh with me or like, ha, as I read them off. Okay, it's lucky to be kissed while standing under a mistletoe. However, if the girl refuses to be kissed, she will remain a spinster. If your lips itch, it's a sign that you will soon be kissed. If the right side of your body itches, it is a sign that a lover is thinking about you. Ooh, itch, please, itch, itch, itch. And an itchy nose indicates a secret admirer. Well, I always heard when your nose itches, somebody was thinking about you. So I didn't know. Okay, according to an old New England superstition, if a girl takes the last puff of a cigar or steps on a cigar end, she will fall in love with the first man she sees. It is said that the seventh day after the full moon is the best time for a boy or girl to meet and fall in love at first sight. If your shoelaces come undone, this is a sign that your true love is thinking about you. If you sneeze on a Tuesday, you will kiss a stranger. If you sneeze on a Saturday, you will see your true love the following day. If two lovers sneeze at the same time, it is an omen of good fortune. If an unmarried girl turns a kettle so that the spout faces a wall or chimney, she will die a spinster. So turn that kettle around. Turn it around. Or get you a curry coffee pot, okay? It is an old belief that a ladybug will fly off in the direction from which a future spouse will come. Okay. According to an old English superstition, should a man kill a glowworm, he and his love will soon part. Well, I don't know about no glowworms. I haven't seen them. Okay, according to an old German folk belief, a hairpin that falls from a woman's hair is a sign that she will soon lose her love. If you part from your lover beside a bridge, you will part forever. To give your lover a handkerchief as a gift means that you will soon part and never marry, according to European folk belief. Ooh, I buy a box of handkerchiefs then. A woman who lets her lover carry her comb will later lose his love to another woman. Ooh. A cobweb on a woman's door is an omen that her lover has been untrue. Better check your front door. Check your front door, ladies. A burning candle placed in a window will ensure the safe return of a lover, while a pink candle burned on St. Valentine's Day will bring true love. All right, everybody, run out there tonight, no later than tomorrow morning. Get you a pink candle. Put it in the window. Make sure that it's safe, sitting in glass or something that you know it won't cause a fire. And set that pink candle in the window. Okay? Because it says you will see your true love. It will bring your true love. That's it. Put the pink candle in the window on Valentine's Day and it will bring your true love. Okay. Let's see. To dream about broken eggs is the omen of a lover's quarrel. Never cut parsley if you are in love, or else bad luck will come your way. Well, you know, that's kind of hard to believe because, you know what, I put parsley in my salads. And plus when I cook, you know, you can't put the whole thing in there. You got to cut it up. So I don't know. I disagree with that. According to folk belief, the first bird a young woman sees on St. Valentine's Day morning is a bluebird. Her future lover will be a happy man. If she sees a crossbill, it will be argumentative. If she sees a robin, he will be a sailor. If she sees a blackbird, it will be a clergyman or a priest. If she sees a goldfinch or any other bird of a yellow color, he will be a wealthy man. Ooh, I don't want to see nothing but yellow tomorrow. If she sees a sparrow, he will be a farmer. If she sees a dove, he will be a peaceful man. However, if the first bird seen on St. Valentine's Day is a woodpecker, it is an omen she will never wed. Well, what was the word? Woodpecker? I mean, come on. Hello. Okay. Let's see what else. Oh, listen to this. It is extremely unlucky for a man to propose to a woman or vice versa on a bus, a train, a plane, or in any public place. That's interesting. Considering how people, you know how folks go all out nowadays when they do engagement, they, oh God, it's like a big event. So that's interesting. It says that to avoid bad luck and sorrow, an engaged woman should keep from touching her right hand with her left until her wedding day. An engagement ring containing pearls is believed to be to bring unhappiness to the marriage. Girl, get the platinum. Get the platinum, okay? Guys, too, okay? Get the platinum rings. They're the best. Let's see. To give a spray of lilacs to one's betrothed is an omen that the engagement will soon be broken off. To dream about egg portends that you will soon be engaged to your true love. If you are an engaged couple is photographed together before their wedding day, they will soon part. Well, my goodness, a lot of folks get, I disagree with that, because a lot of people get pictures. You know, when you are dating someone, you're together for a year or whatever, and you decide to get married, you're going to have pictures with the two of you or with your friends or your family, whoever. So I disagree with that. If a girl turns down a proposal while at a dance, she will receive good luck in the near future. Oh, you turned down one for the other, huh? To alter, break, or lose an engagement ring before the wedding ceremony is an omen that the engaged couple are not suited for each other. Ooh-ooh. If a betrothed girl drops a fork while setting the dinner table, it is a sign that her engagement will soon be broken. What does this say about a bridesmaid? A bridesmaid who stumbles while walking down the aisle is destined to become an old maid. To be a bridesmaid three times guarantees spinsterhood. However, it is said that being a bridesmaid seven times breaks the power of the jinx. Dang. A bridesmaid who catches the bride's bouquet or garter, as is the wedding custom in France, when it is thrown, will be the next to marry. Yeah, well, it's done all over. It says that here, too. To see three crows flying together portends a marriage in the near future. When two spoons are found together in the same saucer, it presages a wedding in the family. Young boys who put their first pair of long pants on Good Friday will be assured of a happy marriage. If two unmarried girls pull apart a wishbone, the girl who breaks off the bigger half will be the first of the two to get married. Oh, okay. A German folk superstition claims that when a girl falls asleep while she is working, or if she accidentally gets a thorn caught on her dress, it is an omen that she will marry a widower. Well, I disagree with that, because I've worked so much overtime that I went to sleep at work for, you know, one of those power naps of 2 minutes. I disagree with that. Okay. If two sisters marry two brothers, one of the marriages will be unlucky. It is also unlucky to marry someone from your own family. Yeah, Fink, this ain't Kentucky. It is considered unlucky for a woman to marry a man whose name begins with the same letter as hers. Ooh. It is even more unlucky to marry a person with the same last name. According to the old verse, which country folk in England still repeat, change your name and not the letter. You change the worse and not for better. It is unlucky to get married on your birthday. Ooh. However, it is particularly lucky for a bride and groom to share the same birthday. Now, I've seen that. I worked with a lady, her and her husband were born on the same day. Not the same year, but the same day. It is unlucky to get married on a Friday, and even unluckier if the Friday happens to fall on the 13th of May, according to the Romans. Okay, so you can get married. Okay. Never marry when the moon is waning phase or 3 days after a new moon. For a long and happy marriage, your wedding should take place at the time of a new moon. Good luck comes to those who get married on St. Valentine's Day or the last day of the year. It is also said that Wednesday is a lucky day for weddings. If you marry on Tuesday, you will be blessed with riches. Okay, I will only marry on Tuesday, only Tuesday. It is the old saying that woman who marries on April Fool's Day will be the one to wear the pants in the marriage. Ooh, I don't know anybody married on April Fool's Day, but if you are, we know who wears the pants. Rain on a wedding day will bring ill luck to the marriage. It is extremely unlucky for a wedding to take place after sunset. According to folk superstition, those who wed after darkness falls will lose their children and die an early death. I don't believe that. I don't believe that because most weddings do take place in late afternoon, anywhere from 3 to 6 o'clock. So, and it depends on the season. You know, it could be like still light out, or it could be a winter wedding where by 4 o'clock it's darker. So I disagree. Let me see. If a bride wears a coin in each of her shoes, she will have a happy marriage and wealth. And you know what? That's where I'm going to end it on. What is this? Lucky for a bride to wear orange blossoms or a pair of old shoes. If a bride wears the same pair of shoes that her mother wore at her wedding, she will be blessed with riches and good wealth. Well, what if her mom's foot as a child is a size 7 and you 11? How are you supposed to do that, wearing the slippers? You'll be a wealthy bride, hey, if you wear a stocking with a hole at the side, okay? So put your stockings on and make a little hole at the side. All righty. So, and then remember to put a coin in each shoe, and you'll have a very happy marriage and wealth. Okay, well, that is the show today for the Secrets of Love Magic here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Thank you for joining me in the chat room. Oh, and I should check. Okay. hi, Sheha Spirit. Welcome to the show. And also the young lady at 479, welcome to the show as well. But anyway, around the world in the chat room or on the phone, I hope that you enjoyed the show today. And go back and listen to some of the things that we discussed. Like I said, the amulets, the gemstone, how to get a wealthy man, how to attract a man, how does Venus play into your sun sign, you know, who the goddesses are that will help you in love. Ha-ha! So, you know, go back and listen and check on that. Might be an interesting thing. Now, if no one has told you that they love you today, I do. So have a good rest of the week. Today is just Monday. Have a happy, happy Valentine's Day. Whether you're with someone or not, doesn't matter. Love you first. Ha ha. Yeah, there you go. Love yourself first, forgive yourself, and thank the highest good. And you know what? You all right. All right. Love you.